This is the man's theme music.
Yeah.
So we gotta talk about our buddy Ty Walker here, because yesterday was his last day at the ticket after 20 years.
Yep.
And as a 34-year-old P1, and I think most P1s around my Justin Ham's age, since we've started listening to the ticket, Ty Walker was a part of it. He was a major player in this thing on the hard line, doing Diamond Talk for the past 10 plus years. So he's one of the ones that when I started interning in 2011 and I met Ty, he was, you know, I knew the voice. I knew Ty Walker Chicken. And as I met him as a young, probably 21-year-old intern, he was really cool to me. He was one of the ones that seemed like they were actually interested in hanging out, talking to me. And he was that way the entire time I was here.
Yeah.
And you can say that about whenever a friend moves away or someone leaves your job. There's always people that are saying, oh, this guy was such a good dude, such a good person. But it's really genuine with Ty Walker.
In a station and a market and an industry full of egos, Ty didn't have a huge one at all. Like, he was just the most unassuming dude away from the mic. And
good dude.
He
got it. He understood the joke too.
Absolutely. And he was probably, I mean, if we're ranking my best friends just work wise, I mean, I shared a newsroom with him for over a decade. We did Diamond Talk for over 12 years. We used to host Ticket Sports Saturday and Ticket Sports Sunday together back in the day when that was a thing. And, you know, our wives are friends. Our kids have gone to each other's birthday parties. And this was a really tough one for me. And I've known about it for a few weeks. And, you know, we wanted to say something yesterday, but He doesn't crave attention all the time, and he kind of wanted to go away quietly, although Corby demanded they do a segment yesterday at 5:50, which is when the news broke to most P1s, and it was really awesome to see just the love and outpouring of support he got, and it just reminds you how close not only we are to the listener, just with each other. And I'll be completely honest, this has been probably the toughest, I don't know, however many months we've had since working here from an emotional standpoint, because, you know, Norm retires, Dan and Jake gone, Blake left, you know, just all these people that have become brothers to us are now gone. And that's, I understand that the listener, that's an adjustment, and there's some anger and frustration because radio listeners like they have their habits and they don't like their cheese moved. And you just have to understand that this is frustrated and is, you know, heartbroken as y'all are, we're more heartbroken.
It's an adjustment for all of us.
This has been
everyone involved.
Very emotionally tough for a lot of us up here.
Now that we said something nice, I've got to rip them a little bit.
Sure.
I gotta lay the truth. So I'm disappointed because in the E-Break Fantasy League, he was my Mr. Irrelevant. I hope that wasn't the last straw with Ty. Since he was the last man drafted, he's like, you know what?
You really pushed him over the edge.
F you guys. I'm out of here. That's the real reason he left, is because I drafted him last.
That's an April Fool's Day Open champion that you decided to make Mr. Irrelevant.
But
how
I thought he gave
you?
Me a little value. So this leaves a hole on my E-Break Fantasy League team. So we have to decide, what do we get, a waiver claim? Like, what do I can't play with four people.
We can figure this out.
This is
out
where
later.
Mino's head's at right now.
Yeah, this is all I've been thinking about for the past 2 weeks.
Like, into a 2009 Ticket Stock t-shirt.
Like, we had our last Diamond Talk last night, and, you know, I got emotional when I got
home.
Yeah,
and I go in there in the newsroom, I'm like, dude, what the hell?
Yeah.
Who's supposed to pick up the slack?
Man. I know you've been here 20 years, but screw all that. Who's going to be on my team?
DJ, I see you back there. You got to pick up the slack on my E-Break, on my E-Break team. But yeah, I'm going to have to, what are the rules here?
You'll probably have to tell Corby to keep cursing for you.
Yeah, really.
Well, he's been my Micah Parsons. He's
fine.
Been the MVP for me. So I'm going to have to take someone else from the weekend or something.
And the beauty of somebody working here for 20 years, there are, I don't know, hundreds of entries of fun moments in the OpEx audio archives. And Justin, we found some. It wasn't hard to find some.
I've been peppering a lot of them into the opens recently.
Mm-hmm.
A little
Easter
egg.
It's funny because, you know, you want to try something that paints them in a good light, but we don't really keep that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, we don't keep whenever, you know, you or Ty made a really kick-ass Ranger point.
Yeah.
We keep whenever you stumbled over a tease.
Absolutely. Yeah, and Ty made a ton of great Ranger points over the years. Like, well, he hates the Astros, which Wow. Resonates with all of us.
What a jerk. Yeah.
No, I'm saying that's a big, that's part of his bit.
Is that what you
he
told him 12 years ago when you walked in there?
You're the Astros.
Like, why
hater
do I care?
Here.
In the NL West. So speaking of teases, he had some fun times with those.
You could stick it up your tailpipe traffic for the Modi Home Theater Store.
I'm Ty Walker, a less than energetic effort from the Mavs in Milwaukee. Next on the ticker.
Inner Jeffrey.
Oh, I love that.
At Citibank, we're on.
One more here. One more tease.
With the ticket, stick it up your tailpipe traffic. I'm Courtney Timmons.
I'm Ty Walker. Is Romo going to change his approach this week? Next on the ticker.
That's the original.
Genesis. That's the original Ty Walker chicken.
Ty Walker.
Golly.
Who was doing traffic?
That was Courtney Timmons.
Stick it up your tailpipe traffic.
Don't remember her.
I'm Ty Walker.
I walk.
Is Romo going to change his approach this week? Next on the ticker,
NASCAR cracks himself up,
and he just rolled. He just rolled with whatever.
Oh yeah,
gotta be a pro.
He didn't take himself too seriously.
What made Ty the best though was sitting in the ticker booth sniping comments, especially during Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Yes.
Now, if you remember, every year on Krista McCullough's birthday, we get the joke series. Well, this is I think we found the first time he tried that.
And Krista McAuliffe, who I... I watched a bit on her last night.
Now for the joke series.
I watched the shuttle episode.
The shovel?
The shuttle episode of, what's that show called, Bob?
When We Left Earth.
The NASA trips to not Earth?
September 27th on Discovery, I think. All six episodes will be shown.
The NASA trip to not Earth.
And
right.
You really got to see it.
You know she had dandruff.
Really?
Because they found her head and shoulders all over the place.
So proud.
Oh, funny.
I've lost the will to go on.
We really must stop there.
He ended the segment at 3:03. He's crushing it.
It's incredible.
That was that was definitely Ty's "You Might Be a Redneck." That was his signature. His signature joke series.
Was it or was it Porn Birthdays? Because
Porn Birthdays was pretty good.
Well, he had a lot of bits.
It eventually got sponsored.
That's
it was
great.
So good.
Man.
Mr. G's.
That's right. Thank you, Mr. G's.
So another snipe comment here. One of my favorite things I found was whenever Ty would fill in with the Musers, they really like to have fun with Ty.
Junior's a big fan.
He is, but Gordon and George, maybe not so much. Mm. Whenever he would fill in with them, no matter what he would say, he could deliver the best sports point or, you know, whatever during a news story. It didn't matter. If his mic was on, they were going to give him hell. And he tried to make a joke here and got nothing.
Remember, they used to have the stories about Bill Bates tackling things in his sleep. He used to, like, tear up their furniture.
I think that was made up.
Rodney, he was a sleep tackler.
Sleepwalking seems like a good excuse to beat up your wife. From that email. That's what I'm saying.
To beat up your wife from that email?
That's what that email said. The guy was choking his wife and then, sleepwalking. Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
I think he was concerned for his pregnant wife. I don't think he was using
it. Stay out of this, Ty.
I'm just a good excuse.
For him, not me. I'm not married.
Is your nickname Sleep? What kind of laugh was that?
I don't know.
All right, this O-Deck is going nowhere.
Sorry. That was a great joke. Sleepwalker.
He just stops down every segment. They kept to go to break.
When Junes just wants to move on. That
Boy,
is
yeah,
so
Junior
good.
Was having none of it.
And then the over-explanation tie. Oh, you know, from the email.
I've really enjoyed the recent tie.
Yes.
Bob is really scared.
I wonder what percentage of P1s don't know the origin of that. Because that was... That was a rotten radio from a couple summers ago.
Yeah, on
two
July
or three.
4th or something, yeah.
And it's all on a CD.
Yeah, we still rely on CD technology in 2020.
They're making a way back.
Yeah.
Probably not, but we play rotten radio on a CD.
It's the vinyl of the future.
And I guess someone in the control room over there was jumping around or moving too close to the CD player, which will make the boombox, you know, skip. So we had a little snafu on rotten radio.
Always fighting.
I know. See, look how peaceful we are here, Todd. Look how peaceful we are here,
No fight.
Very serene.
Like these other shows.
That all is, right, again,
that
imagine,
is magical.
Imagine the old ticket scenario where you're visiting family in Texas on the 4th of July. You want to check out the ticket for the first time, and you turn on the radio. And this is the, oh my gosh, this has to be great.
The best stuff.
And you hear that for 15 minutes.
It's awesome. Before we get out of here, can I play something I heard last night?
Yeah, I heard about Ty's Last Diamond Talk. Now, I didn't get to hear this live, but I cannot believe this happened in Ty's last moment.
Yeah, I thought after this happened the first time, there's no way it could happen again. But, well, Sean, you were with Ty last night in the Diamond Talk.
I let him, you know, just give him the forum to say his final words here on the station. And I, you know, I just thought, hey, this is your moment, dude.
Let him do his thing. Yep. But nope, here he comes.
We're not going anywhere. So, I will not be a stranger for sure.
Well, Ty, stage is yours, man. This is your final chapter here on the station, and we'll let Ty drive us home tonight.
Well, P1s, it's been, since I announced it earlier today, it's been kind of overwhelming seeing the reaction on social media.
Another turning point, fork stuck in the road. Dan Bennett said, come on, and showed you where to go. You made the best of this test, and that is why you got to make the choice and decide that now it's time. That choice was unpredictable, but in the end was right. We hope you had the time of your life.
Man. He couldn't let Ty have his moment either.
Unbelievable.
I didn't think you had ticker people for Diamond Talk.
Well,
yeah, he just...
Sometimes he just shows up.
He just rolls out there.
At 11 p.m., he just showed up for Diamond Talk last night. So, yeah. Way to go, Daddy.
Yep.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Daddy.
20-year career in the market, capped off with Daddy. But in all seriousness, Ty, we love you. We're going to miss you. The P1s are going to miss you. And stay strong, my friend.
He's in. I'm putting him in.
Absolutely in.
It's unanimous. Farmers. He joins the Unabomber. All right, Daddy, shut up.